The footage of Dribbleland.
It's never been bigger.
Oh, big atmosphere.
More massive moments.
What about that?
Every massive match.
The energy, the electricity is building.
Massive!
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Round five, Easter round, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday night football live from the Gabba. The Magpies are in town. The mighty Collingwood Football Club to take on the home side, the Brisbane Lions, who've been in ripping form in the first four rounds. Went down to the Bombers at the MCG last week, but three wins on the board for the Lions. Collingwood 2-2, a sellout here at the Gabba tonight, the first time in 9 years, so there's going to be a huge atmosphere. And of course, Dane Beams, the former Lions captain, returns after his departure from Brisbane, now back in the Collingwood Guernsey. Barry Denner with you, looking forward to a absolutely smashing evening. And as always, I'm feeling very humbled in the box because I'm surrounded by absolute superstars. This man, three-time Premiership Brisbane Lion, Brownlow medalist, Norm Smith medalist, 322 games, and I can't quite read his writing here. Don't forget to mention my three All-Australians. There's Simon Blake. How are you, Blakey?
G'day, Baz. Great to be with you, mate. It's been such a great atmosphere all week up in Brisbane here, having the Pies in town, and The Brisbane town's finally starting to get around the lines again. It's been a long time, but they've packed it out tonight, and it's going to be a great evening here.
The man calling the game, of course, is like the Beatles. Everybody loves him. 183 games for Brisbane. And, of course, it's no secret in the football world that he carried this club for 10 years. And as he rightly points out to us quite regularly, there should be a bronze statue of him outside the Gabba. Richard Champion, how are you, Champ?
You're an idiot. G'day, Baz. Good evening, everyone. Gee, so many exciting elements to this game, Baz. I can't wait. Obviously, Dane Beams' return. You mentioned first sellout in 9 years, and Easter Thursday, the Lions used to have this clash. They lost it. They've got it back tonight, and they've got a massive opportunity to own this for years to come. So I hope they have a good outing.
And how good are we going? This man who's joined us in the box, Triple M footy for the first time, a two-time premiership, of course, Kangaroo, All-Australian, best and fairest, 237 games, former Kangaroo and Blue. And it's great to have Corey McKernan here tonight. G'day, Corey.
Thanks, Baz. Very excited to be here and looking forward to seeing how these young Lions handle the big game, big atmosphere, playing the Pies in front of a packed house. What more can you ask for?
Still a bit jet-lagged?
Yeah, it's the middle of the night somewhere. But I was fortunate enough to go to Augusta and see a moment in sports history to see the great man wearing the red shirt on Sunday. To be able to see Tiger Woods win his 15th major was something that I don't think we ever thought would ever happen again. And I think it really resonated with a lot of people that, you know, I mean, he'd been to hell and back, and to see him come back was absolutely fantastic.
Mm. Were you there on that last hole?
Look, I traditionally don't go on Sunday. I like to go and find a TV and have a couple of beers and watch the final round, which I was doing. But then once I saw him hit it pretty close on 16, I thought, I've got to get over there. And I managed to get a ticket, and probably haven't run that fast, Blackie, since 1996, that I made my way over there. And look, it was unbelievable to be a part on the 18th. And for somewhere like Augusta that's so prim and proper and the etiquette that goes into being at Augusta, but to see people practically losing their minds and turn into like a football type crowd and chanting Tiger, Tiger, like was unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing story. Don't forget to score a Big Mac meal and a cheeseburger for just $5.95 at Macca's at the moment, Corey, because we never do miss. Don't worry about that. You'll be getting stuck into those after the game. A little bit later, and coming up shortly, actually, the CEO of the Brisbane Lions will join us, Greg Swan, here in the box. We'll chat to Collingwood assistant coach Robert Harvey a little bit later on as well, and Hugh McCluggage is going to join us before the game. The Brisbane,
which is
always
special.
Wonderful access.
Yeah,
James.
It is, isn't it? It doesn't happen very often, but these days we get to access these players who are playing on the night. They're excited. They're probably a little bit nervous as well. So for them to give us their time is pretty special.
You are genuinely excited tonight, as is Blackie. The Gabba is buzzing. We heard about the sellout and the crowd in here. Well, it's obviously going to be a packed house. The atmosphere is going to be enormous. The Magpies are in town, and this club, of course, Brisbane, with so much history with Collingwood in the early 2000s, that this is a magic night.
Oh, no doubt. And, I mean, we spoke about it up here in Brisbane all week, but the last time we've had a sold-out game was when Brendan Favola arrived in 2010. We won the first four games that year at Baz, and we don't think we won a game after. But to walking in this evening and really all week here in Brisbane, the build-up's been enormous, and it's a fantastic stadium at 35, 36, maybe 37,000 capacity. It's a wonderful stadium. So they jump on board quickly in Brisbane. They jump off quick, but they jump back on pretty quick too.
Yeah. I drove around around just before.
Did you? Looking for your statue.
You're an idiot. Yes. Yeah, and still not there. No. Can't believe it. Anyway, another story. I digress. The pubs are full.
Yeah.
The interest for the whole week has been enormous, and this gentleman who will join us very soon will attest to that. But, you know, it's the... Collingwood bring excitement any time they come here, but given the start to both clubs for their season, and it's the only game on tonight. Like it's, and you know what? The landscape in Brisbane is a little different to down south and other states, whereas we've got a floating population of about 5,000 or 6,000 who will go to where the excitement is, to where the winning team is, and they're here tonight, and that's why we'll have 37,000.
Certainly are, champs, and a great segue into, as we mentioned, the CEO of the Brisbane Lions since 2014. Greg Swan joins us. Greg, it's in the words of the great Frankie Valli, oh, what a night.
Yeah, no, it is good. Yeah, you'd love to do it every home game, wouldn't you? But mind you, it's been pretty hectic this week. We've pretty much sold every seat that's not nailed down. So, you know, the staff get a couple of seats each, and we took them off them, and we sold them as well. So, but it was great. We got the full house sign went up on Wednesday, so we've literally sold everything we possibly can. You can't get a seat here. So the atmosphere is fantastic. It's really interesting, and Blackie's spoken about it. The Gabba actually, the Gabba atmosphere is incredible when it's full. So it's, you know, we just hope we can play a bit better than we did last week and play like we did the first two home games and, you know, really get the crowd involved, because that'll be, it'll be some night if that happens.
Just funny, sorry to talk about a boring subject, but financially it's pretty important for the club.
Yeah, massive. And, I mean, we'll end up getting out of the gate about $650,000, which is massive for us. You know, like we probably only have a budget of high ones for the whole season, all 11 games. So to get one game where you're almost getting 30-40% of your income, it's huge. And, you know, on the back of that, you know, all the corporate boxes are sold out. Merchandise, I went and had a look around there before. They're 20 deep trying to get stuff. Wow. So, you know, everything flows from big crowds. And, it should be a great night.
And I suppose just on from that, Swanee, it must be pretty satisfying from your point of view when you first came up, you know, I mean, doing the hard yards, and to actually see something like this tonight. Yep, we all want the 4 points, but to actually see how everything looks tonight and the effect it not only has on the footy club, but in here in Brisbane, you're on the front and back page of the paper. That's the sort of stuff that, you know, I mean, you would have thought 2-3 years ago just wasn't possible.
No, you're actually spot on, because you sort of come up and you've got to... When I first came here, I actually said I wanted to get the club back to the glory days, you know, where it was the Gabatoire, and you came up and there was a big crowd and you got mangled up here and you went home with your tail between your legs. But it's taken a while for us to get better. I mean, we were good the first 3 weeks, obviously a bit poor last week. We just didn't really come to play last week. We were pretty flat. We think that there's a little bit of... You know, the boys were looking forward to this game because it's been... Certainly circled on the calendar, I think, for pretty much the whole club. But you're right, for us to be on the back page and front page of the Courier Mail, it's one of only two games we get where we're on national TV, so yeah. Channel 7 obviously around the country, and they've said to us that they think this will be the biggest game watched so far. If you know, if it all goes, if we, you know, if it's a competitive game, they think it'll be a big one. Obviously Anzac Day, and that'll go past it next week. But as of now, they think that's what'll happen. So all those things are massive for us, great for our sponsors. And great for the fans. You know, we haven't given them much to cheer about in the last few years. So to be competitive and hopefully get away with a win tonight would be really special.
Swanee, can you give us a little bit of our viewers an insight into what Chris Fagan and David Noble, I guess as well, have brought to the footy club? You know, we've got a lot of young guys at the club, but there's been organic growth, but I suspect there's been a fair bit more beyond that with those two at the helm of the footy club.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and... you know, you were on the panel that selected Fags, and he's just such a, you know, he's super experienced, but he's just such a good bloke. You know, he's a great teacher. He's brought them along. You know, we wanted to play a style of footy that's attractive even when we weren't winning, and so that's been good for us. You know, we score, we're first three games, we've got 100 points and all that sort of stuff. So we actually play, he's always wanted to play that brand. And him and Nobes, you know, they're really experienced, so nothing really phases them. You know, we might, you know, last week was a bit of a balls up, but you know, that's, you just move on, and you know, they're so experienced, but they're great teachers, and yeah, their knowledge of the game's really good as well. So they've been two great additions for us for sure.
Who's excited you from a playing perspective so far this year? Obviously Charlie's been great, but Lachie Neal, great pickup.
Yeah, well, and probably coming back to that, one of the, you know, people sort of asked, even I did when I went to list management, when they said, oh, Lachie Neal might come, I was like, really? You know, like, how. He doesn't come from Queensland or anything, but he liked we played them and beat them over there, and he sort of liked what had happened on the day. The kids played well and they were, you know, respectful on the ground and all that sort of stuff. But then he met the coach and, you know, he sort of fell in love with the coach. So coming back to Blackie's point, you know, that's what he's also been able to do. I mean, he was obviously the person that got Hodgie here. So when Hodgie and Charlie came, that sort of broke that nexus of everybody leaving. You know, we got some, well, Hodgie's one of the most decorated players in the game. And so he came, Charlie came the same year, and then now it's been Lockie and Jared Lyons and Link McCarthy and Marcus Adams came. And, you know, so we've, I think because of those guys running the footy program, that's changed that as well.
Oh, am I right in saying that Lockie was also excited to come to the club to play with Dane Beams?
No, he was actually excited to play with Hodgie, funnily enough. Yeah, no, we, look, we wanted them both to play together. We thought we could do that deal without losing Dane, but, you know, circumstances happened and off he went. So, anyway, but having said that, he's wearing the same jumper and he's playing probably better. Yeah. So hopefully he keeps going.
Win-loss is what we look at from the outside, us over this other side of the fence. How important, I mean, you mentioned last week's game, and obviously the group would be disappointed when it came out here tonight, put on a far better performance in front of a packed house. How important were those first three wins when you're looking at round five, Easter Thursday, and what we've got here tonight? How important was what the boys did in the first three rounds?
Yeah, no, it was huge, especially even probably the first round was the one, because you know, when we'd actually gone, well, I'd gone to the AFL, but we as a club had gone to the AFL and said, look, can you give us some games that are winnable early, you know, so that we can, because last year we started 0-8, year before we were 1-10. So we just haven't got off to good starts, which then affects everything else. You know, the crowds drop off, your membership drops off. Anyway, the draw comes out and they've given us the reigning premier. You go, you've got to be kidding, don't you? Like, obviously no one's listened to us down there. But for us to knock them over and win pretty comprehensively just gave the whole place a real lift, gave the players confidence that, you know, what we'd been talking about can work if they stick to the plan and all that sort of stuff. And from that, this game started to sell, you know, because, you know, then we won again, and obviously away, and then we won again against Port here. And that was a really, that was a big arm wrestle against Port. But, and then we were just selling, like, you know, 1,000 tickets a day to this game. It just, you know, notwithstanding what happened in Melbourne last week, it was still every day people getting on board to sell, buy these tickets. So, yeah, the early start helped enormously.
Well, it all gets down to a game of footy now, and it's a big one. So all the best, Greg, and well done. It's a big effort both on and off the ground, so well played.
Yeah, thanks for that, and thanks for having me on, boys.
Let's go straight down to the boundary line. We've got Collingwood assistant coach for Bob Jane T-Marts down there with Belinda Mallon. Belinda?
Robert, 12 degrees in Melbourne right now, 24 here at the Gabba, and about 70% humidity. Is that going to have a play in the game at all?
We had a run around here last night. It was a bit earlier than this time of the night, but it wasn't too bad. Well, I'm hearing it will get a bit slippery later. That'll be a bit of a challenge, but I think we'd rather be here than down in Melbourne.
And Harves, that game style of yours, it's been spoken about a little bit. Is it a case of the players taking it nearly too literally in terms of what you're doing?
Yeah, I think a lot of people can get carried away with just a couple of games and you call it your game style. And yeah, I wouldn't say that's our game style. We obviously had a bit of a plan against Richmond a few weeks ago, and we're probably not going as far as much as we like, but we're overall pretty happy with our ball use. So I think we've scored okay. We probably overcorrected a little bit, but it's certainly not a game style I wouldn't have thought. It's just something that's probably happened in the games more out of just the situation of the game. But, I think we'll probably see a bit more forward footy tonight.
Harbs, obviously a really big night for Dane Beams tonight. This time last year he was capping the Lions. How's he been this week, and how have you found him been back into the club this year?
Oh, really good. And I coached Beamer when he was at Collingwood before he came here. So and I'm still coaching the midfield now. So he's really good, and he's that sort of guy that gets pretty unfazed with things. But he didn't play last week, so he was a bit crook. So he's sort of been getting over that a bit and getting himself back to 100%. So he's just been focusing on that. But no doubt there'll be a bit of attention on him tonight. But the character he is, he'll handle that really well. Once the ball goes up, he'll get after it and do his thing.
And Harves, it's Champs. Did he give you and the team a bit of a synopsis on what to probably expect from the Lions tonight?
Well, a little bit, but I think they've changed a fair bit even since he was there. So he definitely gave us a bit of intel. But, they are definitely playing. Obviously got some new personnel in that have changed their mix a fair bit. And they are doing a few things a little bit different. But it's certainly going to be a challenge. The way they've been playing and then taken out last week against the Bombers before that, they're red hot, so we know what we're going to get.
Now, Harbs, your midfield's been spoken about a lot over the pre-season months and the start of the year. How do you see the Brisbane young midfield there, and can you give us some insight into whether Levi Greenwood's in tonight and what his role be if he is?
He's not. He didn't make the trip up, so he's not. He won't be playing, and we've been a bit, how would you say, probably disjointed up to in the first four rounds with our midfield. There just hasn't been a lot of continuity with it. We had Taylor Adams, who's come back after injury. Beamsy's missed. Yeah, we've just been a bit in and out. So we're still coming together a bit with that, Blackie, but we feel like we're building as we go, so we're getting better. But yeah, we're pretty even now. We're pretty available with our midfielders. So now we're sort of getting our best group together. I think hopefully we can keep improving and getting that connection and chemistry right.
And Harves, the other one for mine, it seems like the Pies have got a bit of a knack for stealing these sorts of guys in the draft. But Jordan Roughhead, he's his form in the early part of the season, you guys must be pretty wrapped with him.
Yeah, and we did need a bit of that depth at key defender post. We realised, because obviously we had some guys coming back from injury, and unfortunately Dunny's gone down again, Lyndon Dunn. We've got Matty Schoenberg, who's still not due back until halfway during the year. So we did need that depth to bolster us. And, we've been really happy with what Jordan's been able to bring. And he's obviously a 200-centimetre key defender, him and Darcy Moore holding down those posts. So they've been doing a really good job, and they've been getting some really big jobs, as they will tonight. But, yeah, we're really happy with what he's been doing.
Halves, all the best tonight. Big night for the Magpies, obviously for the Lions as well. But you've brought the Magpie army up, packed the place out. It's going to be a beauty. All the best.
Look forward to it. Thanks, boys. Good on you.
The great Robert Harvey, superstar he was and still is, and, of course, assistant coach now at Collingwood. It is a big game, Blackie, isn't it, for the Magpies tonight? They've got the Anzac Day clash with the Bombers looming, and then they come into this one 2-2. So in regards to the 4 points, this one is a critical one for the Pies.
Yeah, absolutely, Baz, it is. They had a super year last year, as we all know, and they've been a little bit stagnant so far, particularly with their ball moving, I believe, so far this year. Nothing too glamorous the way they've been moving the ball, and it's been, you know, affecting their scoreboard. So I want to see them really have a run and go of their ball movement tonight. Talented four line, but yeah, it is a massive night for them tonight.
Big Collingwood fan growing up, I hear. Corey McKernan, you were?
I won't admit it. I was in the Collingwood cheer squad.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but I think for mine, look, a lot of this game starts in the middle. I think that Brody Grundy, as Champs mentioned before, he's fifth in the competition in clearances. I think Chris Fagan, I think he's really got to put the acid on Stephen Martin tonight. And he's really, I don't think he's going to be able to go with him in terms of the follow-ups, but I think where he's got to concentrate on is really jumping into him at the centre bounce and stopping his ability to follow up. And look, he's so good at that part of his game, Grundy. Yep, you can try and do that at the centre bounce, but then around the ground, he's got to be able to do that stuff with him as well.
A young man of 21 years of age will play his 45th game tonight for the Brisbane Lions. He's down on the boundary line. Hugh McCluggage with Belinda Mallon.
Hugh, we really appreciate your time tonight. First time in front of a sellout Gabba crowd for you. Do you feel like you need to repay the faithful here?
Yeah, a little bit. It's obviously really exciting for us, not just myself, but all the older boys. Not many of them played in front of big crowds like this, so to see the turnout's really good, and we want to put on a good show.
Hughie Blackie, mate, you've been super impressive at the start of the year this year. Obviously, you're looking like a lot more confident. You put some weight on over summer, I suspect. How have you seen the start of your year?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, I've just wanted to improve on last year, and I think aspects of my game have definitely done so. So, yeah, it's obviously a lot easier, as you know, when the team's up and about and winning a few games, and everyone's playing their role in good footy, and you can get on the end of a few and, just do your bit. So it's been really exciting how the team started and individually how I've started.
And Hugh, when you look at the Lions from the outside, I suppose coming into this season, the obvious one is having someone like Luke Hodge. It's a great leader. Who's the other guys in the off-season have really stepped up? Because it's real noticeable in those first few games of the year. Obviously had that first game in round one. You're going at quarter time. You're down by 27 points. And who are the guys now that have stepped up, not only during the week, but then more importantly on game day?
I think it's been a mix. Obviously the older boys like Zork and Locke have obviously stood up, and their leadership's been incredible. Zork took over the captaincy last year, halfway through the year, but he's just taken it to another level during the off-season, and he's been really good game day as well. Obviously, Lachie Neal, that goes unsaid, I guess. He's been really good for our confidence and for our team. And then, yeah, a few younger boys stepping up. Bez has been, Jared Berry's been playing good footy, and Alice Witherden, everyone really. So it's just been an even spread. That's the main thing.
Hey, Hugh, we're really interested in the process of what transpired from the disappointing loss last week to looking forward to this week. I guess you had to put that behind you pretty quickly.
Yeah, definitely. The five-day break doesn't give you much time to sort of stress about what happened. Obviously, we looked at it and we've got to see what went wrong. And I think the main thing was energy for us. If we can bring our energy, we play good football and it leads to good offence. So that's what we'll be focusing on, especially early today or tonight.
Yeah, we great midfield battle. Great opportunity to come up against some really talented individuals for the Pies, mate. How are you seeing that battle in there tonight for the Lions?
Yeah, it's obviously exciting and they play a good brand of footy. I think they'll mainly play, you know, 6-6-6, so it'll really show midfielder versus midfielder, and you know, it'll really be a big battle in there, and it'll determine a little bit how the game goes in the end. So yeah, hopefully our boys can play well and all, you know, spread the load, and we'll see what happens.
And what have you got in store for Beamsy, mate?
Oh, nah, not too much. I'm sure you've heard it, but yeah, he's just another one of their team. So he's obviously a very dangerous player, and he can hit the scoreboard. So we'll have to be careful about him. But they've got, as Blackie just said, a huge amount of talent in their midfield, and we'll have to take them all.
Hugh, great to have your company pre-match. Massive night for you and the footy club. Packed house, all the best.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Big night tonight for Hugh McCluggage and the Brisbane Lions and the Magpies as well. Massive sellout here tonight at the Gabba. Richard Champion, Corey McKernan, Simon Black and Baz, your Triple M footy team. Footy Mania, 18 games in 11 days, and it starts tonight here at the Gabba. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up, the footy's on Triple M.
Triple M rocks footy.